The 5AA player lets you stream 5AA on your phone wherever you are.
5AA Mornings
with Matthew Pantelis.
28 minutes to 12 o'clock, 7 News on 5AA at midday. And here in the studio for our state today, from the Buy SA, or Brand SA, I should say, Brand South Australia, Jessica Douglas, manager of Brand SA. Hello, Jessica, how are you?
Good morning.
And from Foodland, the CEO of Foodland Supermarkets and Brand SA board member, Franklin Dos Santos. Hello, Franklin.
Good morning, Matthew, and good morning to your listeners.
Welcome to you both. Let's talk about a brand new campaign, Buy SA for SA, a statewide initiative encouraging us all to look for local products to support South Australian businesses and to boost our local economy. We spend about $10 billion in supermarkets and grocery stores each year, according to the ABS, and putting around 5% of that into local products, just 5%, providing hundreds of millions of dollars in support for local SA producers. So this campaign, it's running across TV, cinema, radio, outdoor, digital, press, be amplified in SA supermarkets as well through point of sale. Jessica, tell us a little bit about Buy SA for SA campaign. Obviously, there's a need for it.
Yes. So the Buy SA for SA campaign is really about helping South Australians look for and buy local products when they're out and about. You know, that supports our local businesses and producers, but in turn does really good things for the economy as well. The campaign launched last month, but it's really intended to be a long-term push to keep reminding South Australians to look out for the products they know and love when they're out and about.
Okay, all right. Franklin, as I understand it, we can support local by buying South Australian products, but another way is to shop in SA-owned supermarkets, dare I say, like Foodland.
Yeah, well, Foodland's got 95 stores across the state, but there are also other independent operators that also showcase the brand and also the other supermarkets as well. I think from our perspective, it is something that we've done for a long time, always support local producers and also support local manufacturers. And to the point of providing proof of concept to a lot of small manufacturers and producers, whether it's one store, 10 stores or 95 stores.
Do you find people instinctively do that? I reckon in South Australia we're a bit parochial, and Jessica, I don't know, the research might show that as well, that we just love to support South Australians on the whole. I reckon we've got an affinity to that.
Yeah, we do. South Australians are very passionate about supporting our state. So in many ways, this campaign has a simple task because we're asking them to keep doing that. And what we found through our research was that as many as 84% of South Australians do want to support local, and they can tell us all of the reasons why they should. But I think where the gap is when it actually gets to the shops, that 84% turns into more like 25%.
Really?
That are actively buying. So only about one in four people. And we know that there are challenges, you know, people are looking at the price tags or shopping habitually. But one of the big issues is just not knowing what is local.
Okay.
So what this campaign is doing is helping put the spotlight on those local products in the form of the state brand or the Buy SA ticket. So closing the gap by really making it easier to find the things that South Australians want to support anyway.
Now, Foodland, Franklin, are strong supporters of South Australia local businesses and producers. Tell us some of the initiatives and programs that Foodland have which support those producers.
So from our perspective, our first point of choice as a retailer is always to support a South Australian brand, whether it's South Australian produce from the Virginian Plains or the Adelaide Hills, or whether it's a South Australian manufacturer. We do invest a bit of time into through Food SA and also through other organisations, and we developed a program called the Retail Ready Program, which assists small business to understand what it means to move into a supermarket and what it means to get scale. That's provided a lot of businesses the opportunity to understand more. And the thing that really gives us great pleasure is when we've got a small producer that gets into one or two stores and eventually gets to 95 stores and has scale, then they get the opportunity to get into other retailers and alternatively and also export out of South Australia. So if you think the brands like Maggie Beer and Beerenberg and San Remo, Bigfords, they all started in an independent shop. whether it's Foodland or other retailers. But once they had scale, they became exporters out of our state. So the role of Foodland is really to help amplify these brands.
Yeah.
The South Australian shopper is absolutely dialed in when it comes to supporting local. And what this program does, it allows the shopper to identify those brands through a ticketing mechanism that Foodland is deploying across the stores this week to ensure that you actually can identify what is South Australian and support a local business.
Yeah.
The benefits of supporting a local business is, one, the money goes around in our state, which is really important. It doesn't go out of the state. So we don't have a scenario where that product or that brand is going into state. But also it helps local employment and drives our local economy on the way through. Yeah. So there is multiple roles that Buying South Australian plays in amplifying the brand.
And what you say about a local company, for instance, a Bickford's as the example there, they become exporters to other states. That makes them become employers as well, doesn't it? Because they need more people, obviously.
Correct. So the part that makes us really proud is when a company actually exports out of South Australia, either other retailers or overseas, and they need more people.
Yeah.
And, you know, we talk about population growth. For South Australia, if there's a job and we need more people to fill those jobs, it means suddenly our population starts to grow. There's no point having population growth if you don't have the employment to go with it or the facilities to go with it. But at least when it comes to South Australian manufacturers, and we do have the best manufacturers not only in South Australia but potentially the world. Well, you know, a company like San Remo is very big. Not only in South Australia, but around the world, but also the producers have got the cleanest produce in South Australia. We've got the cleanest waters than any other country in any other state. And we produce high-end produce and high-end seafood at an affordable price. And that's really important because the herd is real out there at the moment. If you can buy local produce at an affordable price, then everyone wins on the way through.
Yeah, absolutely. Jessica, I've seen the ad. You recognise when you see it. You go, oh, yeah, I know that. And how many local brands were involved in the production?
So we counted over 60 local brands and products that feature throughout the campaign. It was very important that SA people, businesses and places were really at the heart of the campaign, and we wanted to have that if you know, you know type feel to it.
Yep.
So, you know, you see brands like Beerenberg and Hague's and Fleurieu Milk, both the Adelaide Crows and the Port Adelaide Football Club are in there. And I guess it was about evoking some of those memories that we know are very South Australian, you know, the piece of Fritz that the butcher still hands over today. and, you know, the fruit chocks and the Charlesworth nuts that get shipped to people interstate and overseas who miss that taste of home. So they're all in there and hopefully evoke a little bit of pride for South Australians when they see those.
It's funny, isn't it? And this whole pride thing that we have in South Australia. I mean, you think of, if I take an iconic old company that's now gone, like Woodruff's Lemonade or Hall's, which I reckon was South Australian as well. You look at that and I'm sure other states have had their iconic brands. But for some reason, I don't know, what is it here? We hang on to that past and we want to cherish it. And, you know, if Woody's was still on the shelf, I reckon that would outsell anything else in this day and age still.
Well, Woody's still on the shelf. Yeah. Halls isn't, but Halls is about to come back as well.
Right.
But it is that emotional attachment with brands that sit within your repertoire. And whether you grew up with those brands or they mean something to you, they're very important to the psyche of this South Australian. So from our perspective, we don't choose what brands go on the shelf like someone does in Taronga or someone does out at Bella Vista. Because you're in the community, you listen to the community. It gives you the opportunity to really support those local brands and support those brands that we grew up with. Yeah. So from our perspective, it is critical that we get the focus of the shopper on those brands.
Yeah. How can consumers get behind the Buy SA for SA campaign and buy local, Jessica?
Yeah, it's simple, really. I guess the main way is to look out for those Buy SA tickets in the stores. So they're in Foodland, Drake's, Tony and Mark's, lots of independent grocers. But they're also rolling out across Coles and Aldi as well. So it's, you know, the big national companies are getting involved in this too. So looking for those tickets or even just for the state brand itself. So many, many businesses put that on their product or on the shelf themselves. So, you know, the state logo, and when I say that, I mean that Open Door logo that's been around for 10 years is the one to look out for. But there are other ways to support local as well. So it could be visiting your local butcher, your local bakery, the local pub, supporting South Australian-owned businesses like Foodland, you know, doing your shop at an independent grocer as opposed to the big nationals. That all helps to support local. Things like farmers markets, you know, your local gift shops, all of those ways. I think markets are a great way to actually meet the maker and support some of the smaller businesses as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. As Franklin said, some of the best produce in the world comes from just a few kilometres outside the city. It's incredible. A campaign of this nature, you've touched on it, Franklin, but for local businesses, I mean, it must be such, especially we're all hurting, as you say, consumers, but operators, producers must be feeling that pain as well, and getting behind them in this way must really be a boost.
Yeah, the cost pressures are real, and they're real not only at home, but also as at a producer level. So the most important thing is, if you're buying local, it's traveling less, so there's some savings there straight away.
Yeah.
But more importantly, food's an easy one to talk about because we see it and we live with it with every day. But it's also supporting services in South Australia. I think that's critical, rather than services from another state. And if you can, there's some great businesses that are doing really well, whether it's in space or whether it's in accountancy or nursing. Supporting local businesses means that the money keeps on going around in circles.
Yeah.
And it doesn't leave our borders. So, you know, from our perspective, it's an open view of the world, and it's amplifying as many businesses as we can in a time that there's a high level of hurt in our community.
Yeah. Jess, what criteria do businesses have to meet to use the state brand?
Yeah, so there's three criteria, and it's you need to meet one of the following, which is that more than half of your ingredients or inputs into your product or service need to come from South Australia. The second is that your business or headquarters are located in SA. And the third is that more than 30% of business takes place here in SA. So I guess what's important is that it covers both small businesses right through to big ones. So, you know, large businesses that manufacture here, if they have that headquarters or if they have 30% of their business happening here, they can absolutely be part of it as well, even if they're national or even global brands. One example that springs to mind is Kleenex, who have a mill down at Millicent.
Yeah.
They employ 400 people. They're contributing to local manufacturing.
Mm.
So there's no reason that the product that is made there couldn't wear the state logo, even though we think of that as a big national brand.
But so many people, I mean, can you imagine if they disappeared out of the southeast, what effect that would have? Just be huge.
That's right. And when you mentioned Woodruff and Halls earlier, you know, I think when those businesses do exit South Australia, we're really upset about it. So it's important that we do support them to keep them here.
Woody's doesn't taste the same. I know it's still around, but it just doesn't taste the same.
And I guess what's important is that this is not necessarily saying made in SA. So it's different to the Australian made logo, which means something different altogether. This is really saying this product supports local jobs. And that there is a business employing South Australians. You know, whether the product is made here or imported, it's a local business.
Yeah.
Supporting local jobs.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. Franklin, can we find the buy say tickets in your supermarkets? I'm sure they're all over the shelves, aren't they?
Yeah, they're starting to be rolled out this week, actually, across all our stores, all 95 stores. So whether in Ceduna or in Peterborough or in Mount Gambier or in the CBD, you get to see those tickets starting to roll out.
Yeah.
So from that perspective, it is on South Australian companies, companies that are everyday brands and some companies you may not have been aware, and even new companies like Clinco, which are out at Woodville producing South Australian wipes, which are compostable. So we got some amazing businesses in our state that are innovating, some amazing businesses that are employing huge amount of people, and some small businesses that are looking for opportunities. So these tickets will be rolled out across all our stores and across a huge range of products that the shop will be educated and more amplifying rather than educating, amplify that these brands are local and they do have a role to play in your pantry or in your cupboard or in the way you enjoy yourself.
Yeah, okay. Is it hard as a retailer to find local companies to put in your store?
No, actually, we get approached all the time.
Yeah.
And that's where the Retail Ready program has worked really well for Foodland, where we not only get approached, but we also educate and help these small businesses commercialize what could be a concept or what could be a market at the Goodwood markets or at the Port Elliot markets. Mm. And really trying to commercialise them into a space that, one, they're priced correctly, two, we've sorted out the logistics that they need and that we've helped them build scale. And these and the beautiful part is these businesses are mum and dads or brothers and sisters, grandfathers or grandmothers that have got belief, that think they've got something new. And they can go into one store or they can go into 95 stores, but it allows them to grow their business at a scale that is commercial, but also sustainable, to ensure that you don't go from one step to the other and then you end up with a disaster on your hands.
That's great advice. So you provide information to them on how to do that.
Yeah, we regularly provide. We have forums in our offices that helps these small businesses to actually set up something as easy as trademarking your brand.
Right.
You'll be surprised the people that are in the markets that haven't even trademarked their brand, and you invest a lot of time into growing a brand, growing a concept, to have someone come along and just take it away from you. Yeah. So it's not an expensive thing, but our first word of advice when we see people coming through is, have you trademarked your brand? Because that's the most powerful thing. You invest 10, 15, 20 years into it. That is serious goodwill that goes into a brand.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. That's important to know. Who would have thought? So do you have teams? Do you and your team go to a market and have a look around occasionally and say, well, there's something we don't have and that could work?
Yeah, we've been to the trade shows that are held in South Australia through different organisations and associations. We've been into markets and have a look what's available. And if there's something different, we'll have a serious discussion. But more importantly, we're open all the time for people to walk into our doors. That's what we do.
Yep.
And if it's something that you only want into one or two stores or 10 stores, you'll find an independent operator somewhere that's prepared to put it in there, and we're one of them.
All right. Jess, the campaign, is it long to run? Is it going to be with us for a while? You'd want it to be.
Yeah, it is. It's intended to be a long-term push. So the initial media campaign runs right through until April, but we anticipate that it will live long after that, particularly with the supermarkets all on board and displaying those tickets. Yeah. It's really an always-on type message for South Australians to remind them to look for what's local.
Is this where, going back to the late 70s, the It's Our State Mate campaign, which became SA Great, is that where we're at to now, the brand SA essentially?
Brand SA has its roots back in SA Great. Yeah. 70s is a bit before my time, but I think SA Great turned into Advantage SA and then Brand SA back in the day. So Brand SA disappeared for a few years there, but we've been back for the last, not quite a year yet.
Yeah.
But we're back. We're based within government now, within the Department for Trade and Investment. And I think that, we're here to stay now, and it's very much within our role to celebrate all of the great things within South Australia, but probably also to take it outside of just what's local. So I think there has been a bit of a history of talking within our community about South Australia and, having that SA pride type campaign.
Yeah.
But Brand SA certainly intends to take South Australia interstate and overseas as well.
Fantastic. All right. Lovely meeting you both in the studio. Franklin, we've spoken before, I know, but to have you here today is great. And Jessica, lovely meeting you today too. Jessica Douglas, manager of Brand South Australia, and Franklin Dos Santos, CEO, Foodland Supermarkets and Brand SA board member, talking about the new campaign that is out and about now, Buy SA for SA, statewide initiative encouraging us all to look for local products supporting South Australian businesses, which in turn boosts the state's economy. Thank you both for coming in today. 10 minutes to 12 on 5AA.